Item D is consideration to appoint council member for vacant Ward C2. Ward 2 seat, that's what I was trying to say. We've had a process that we've done this in the past, and Faye, do you want to take it from here? Yep, okay. Go ahead, Daniel.
Just so everyone in the public is aware that similar to previous times when this has happened, the council members will simply write down their choice on the paper, and then the staff will tally the votes, and then whoever receives a majority would be the one who would be elected. It has been a different process when there have been three or more who have applied, but this time, since there is just two, it'll simply be a majority vote, one ballot. And the two individuals are Scott Peterson and Desiree Dargatz.
I guess for further discussion, this seat will be up for election in April.
As well, in the past, we have not stated what the actual vote total was, simply who received the most votes.
So after the votes are tallied, we have Scott Peterson. That'll be the new council member. So congratulations, Scott. You bet. Desiree, thanks for putting in. You bet. Come on. And we noticed a discrepancy between the two, but we did feel, because the core of the questions were very similar, that we thought it was okay to continue with tonight.
Discrepancy, can you tell me?
I think one's for an actual board, like a park board, and the other one's right. For an actual city council is what the difference was.
What, explain that.
There's two different forms on the internet, and right. One was filled out for council, and it was the park board.
Council appointment application, the one I filled out?
Yep.
Yeah. It wasn't for the council?
It is, yes.
So what's the discrepancy?
The one that was also filled out by Scott, it was basically the same questions. It was just in a little different format, but it was for the commissions or the park board, those kind of boards, that application, which it's very similar for sure. So
right, but I filled out the right application. So there's not any discrepancies as far as what I did, right?
Correct.
Right. And I'm assuming that it was kind of brought to my attention that there would be a conflict of interest because my husband works for the city, which there are multiple conflicts of interest on our whole entire council. And I'm not waiving a vote. I'm just speaking just so that it's public knowledge.
You bet.
You know, I've been a business owner for over 20 years. I've actually rented a building in downtown Maine for 20 years. I have actually pulled my entire business out from numerous years and had to basically lose my income for 2, sometimes 3 weeks. I know some businesses are 4 weeks. I just want you to know why I applied. I would have abstained completely for anything that had to do with my husband's income and his job, just like some people do on our council. But the passion that I have for our downtown Maine is the reason I have a beauty school in this town that people told me was not possible. And being able to say that I would love to see these buildings, number one, brought up to code, I can go on and on. I'm not going to do that. I just want you to know why I applied and so that you have it straight. I looked up on the council member's duties and responsibilities, what the conflicts of interest are, anything that would pertain to me and my husband, as long as I abstain from a vote on his income directly, does not affect this council, number one. Then I also looked up the South Dakota Municipal League and research that. I also, and I'm not going to go into detail. You can look this up yourselves. It's all on your website, blah, blah, blah. Same exact thing. So I just want to state my claim and state why I applied. And why I applied has everything to do with the downtown businesses. And most all of you know me, and you know how long I've been in business here, and you know how much this community means to me. And I have been a part of numerous things in this community. and I am the first to donate money to help anybody. So, discrepancy in applications, as long as I have the right application, number one, thank you. I filled out the right one. The second one, when you made that vote, those were things you should have thought about had you seen my application.
Next item on the agenda is, you bet, Scott, come on. Yep, and that's what we thought, too, that is handed out, so. Next item on the agenda is other matters that come before the council, items that have no action because they're not on the agenda but need to be brought up tonight. Does council have anything for that section?
I would just like to commend the city staff and everybody for putting together a really smooth operation during a very busy time, the rally. And I want to thank everybody on the city staff, the whole city staff, and all of the departments, particularly Rick for getting up every morning, staying in bed all day and getting up every night and doing things. So,
for sure. Much appreciated. Thanks, Ron. Anything else from council? How about public? Come on up, Bonnie.
Nothing quite ready at that point, but I do want to say I thought at the last council meeting, the meeting before rally, that it was decided we would not have a stoplight at Shopko because the state wasn't willing to help. And I don't know who made that decision, but I want to pat their back, because that is really a critical juncture in the traffic, and whoever made the decision to go ahead and do that at our expense, thank you. I really appreciate it. I had no trouble moving back and forth across town. That was one of the reasons that there was a point at which I could get to the other side. So
you bet.
Thank you for that. That was a good decision.
Well, the city always wanted it. It was just a situation with the state, so... We agree, and thanks, Bonnie. Anything else from the public for other matters? Myrick, come on up.
Myrick Robbins with the Sturgis Motorcycle Museum. I just want to say hear to what Ron has said. Great rally. We at the museum really appreciate the city for everything they did with all aspects of our experience during the rally. And as a tourist of 13 years coming here, I really love the new downtown Main Street. I love the new things that the rally department's trying to implement into the rally. It just seems like we're headed in the right direction. But especially make sure I tell Rick Bush, he is amazing. He did a lot of great things for the museum. And so I just want to put that on record. Him and his department did splendid. So.
Thanks, Mark. Anything else tonight?
You're here.
Well, we do have a request for continued executive session.
I'm moved.
We have a first from Ron to continue executive session. Is there a second? A second by Rhea. All those in favor of going back to exec, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
We're back to exec.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
Simply as a point of note for those in the audience, no anticipated action after the conclusion of this exec session.
Thanks, Greg.